to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Dave here. So glad to be with you. We want to talk about all things salvage today, like architectural salvage and all that great stuff. Been talking to some really amazing salvagers out there in the world, and I want to share a little preview of what's to come. Some great interviews happening, and I'm really excited to share these with you guys today. I wanted to also encourage you to go back to look at episode 20. We had Mike and Tay Whiteside on the podcast, and if you haven't heard the episode yet and you're into architectural salvage, please go back and listen to that episode. Two gentlemen from the TV show Salvage Dogs out of Roanoke, Virginia. And Mike and Tay, father-son duo, they were part of the team that would go in and take apart structures before they would be torn down. And they preserved history and saved a lot of amazing things. So I think it was 143 episodes, 11 seasons. They are on the Magnolia Network in the States, I believe. And here in Canada, you can probably find them somewhere. But you can always go to the website, go to YouTube. Type in Black Dog Salvage, type in Salvage Dogs, D-A-W-G-S, Salvage Dogs, and you'll see pieces of the episodes, full episodes, and connect with all the great, amazing people at Black Dog Salvage. So again, episode 20, jump back there, and if you know somebody who loves the show, please share our episode. Mike and Tay were so kind to talk about architectural salvage, the TV show, recording the show, all that great stuff. And we were so blessed to have time with them. Great guys. Great show. We're big fans. Huge fans. So if you're into architectural salvage, check that one out. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about salvage and introduce you to some more people in that space. Here we go. Okay. So architectural salvage, why is this important to save our history? So some of the people I've been talking to recently, some amazing people online, and we've reached out. We're starting to send message out to people in that space because we'd like to talk to more people about architectural salvage and just kind of get their story as to why they feel it's important to do this. So I've been talking to a couple different places right now, and we're in the midst of planning out having them on the show, and we're really excited to do that. One gentleman is named Jay Sanderson. Jay's been listening to our podcast out there in Western Canada. Hi, Jay. Jay's been, he's been doing this for just a short time, and Jay goes in and takes down buildings, repurposes the wood, and he comes up with some amazing stuff. He showed me a quick image of his fireplace and the mantle. And he found this wood from a building that was being torn down, salvaged it, brought it home, and turned it into his mantle. Guy's really talented. And even though he's been doing this for a short time, my gosh, he's so inspirational. So you got to go over and check out on Instagram, check out Back Roads Reclamation. Back Roads Reclamation. Check him out, Jay Sanderson. He's in Edmonton, Alberta. Quality reclaimed decor, wood, and related handcrafted items. Keeping wood from the landfill or bonfire. Backroadsreclamation.com. So Jay is going to be coming up on a future episode of the podcast. Super excited to chat with this gentleman. He's so cool. And he likes to fight with wasp nests. So if you go check out his Instagram, you'll see what I'm talking about. But he's been battling wasps in his day-to-day. So go check out Jay. Give him a shout-out. Let him know that you're looking forward to his episode coming up. So that's really exciting. And I've been reaching out to some other people as well. So check your inbox if you're on Instagram and you'll see that we have been reaching out to get some people on. We're going to be talking to a group in Detroit, and their handle on Instagram, ASW Detroit. And they're going to be doing a fundraiser coming up in September, and we're going to get them on the podcast to talk about what they do. Super talented people there as well. They are based in the greater Detroit area, and looking at their Instagram, what they got here is salvage materials, custom woodworking, deconstruction services, transforming waste into opportunity. Like, come on. Like, these guys are great. Like, this is what I love about the salvage space. And then again, going back to Mike and Tay Whiteside, the great team at Black Dog Salvage, it's so cool to see how people can value and throw effort in behind reclaiming and saving items that are going to be destined for the landfill. So a couple other people gather up the groups that have caught our eye. The Salvage Life .ca, Salvage Life, based out of Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Really, really cool. The stuff she done, she's using wood that she can salvage and find. She makes these great, amazing pieces. And she's all about repurposing, saving things from the landfill. Go check out the Salvage Life on Instagram. And another great maker. We're working on having her come on the podcast. There's so many good things. I'm just going through my comments and my interaction with people right now. I also have My Earth. They're My Earth Sustainable Daily Choices. You see them on Instagram. Second Chance Incorporated in Baltimore. Old Good Things. All these are on Instagram. You can check them all out. I'll put links in the show notes for all these amazing people. But go and check them out. Give them a follow. If you're in that space, if you love repurposing and salvaging architectural salvage, these are great ones to follow. So what I'm learning about architectural salvage, and this is something I would probably love to do more of here at Upcycle Canada, is going into those buildings and saving these items and repurposing them. There's another one, Community Forklift, another great organization. These companies and these people are focused on that whole side of just saving history. And when I watch like Salvage Dogs, for example, and Salvage Kings here in Canada, shout out to Ted. I love this, sometimes they'll find a building inside of a building. There's an episode of Salvage Kings, and Ted Finch and his team, Justin and everybody, they were taking down this farmhouse, and with inside of the farmhouse, they found another structure that dated back many, many years, and it was actually a historical landmark. So to find this inside of another building, it's amazing how these, even way back, a long time ago, before there was a term of recycling or upcycling, people were using old buildings and deconstructing them and using them as materials to build other buildings. So they'd find in like a newer building, they'd find an older building as a skeleton from some other place. It's amazing. And then when you talk about finding a piece of wood or some wood from a building, and the building is built in the 17, 1800s, and you're looking at the wood that's in there was cut down in the 17 or 1800s. So how old is the wood then that we're looking at to be used in that construction? So there's so much history there. And I love when people can really focus on salvaging it and giving it a new life, giving it a creative new use. And that's something that we would love to do in Upcycle Canada, is grow our store and become larger in the sense that we can bring on more materials, maybe go after some of these places that we can help and tear down and repurpose. That's something we'd really like to be a part of. Something to consider, something for us to think about. I'd love to hear what your favorite salvage show is. If you're on like the History Channel or HGTV, whatever that is, what is your favorite show? Go over to upcyclecanada.ca and you'll see a little microphone on our website. Click the microphone and leave us a message. Tell us what your favorite inspiration on TV or whatever that is that inspires you. Maybe we can have them on the podcast. Maybe we can talk to them. We'd love to grow our community of salvagers. And if you're in that space, we would love to talk to you. We'd love to have you on the podcast. So today's all about shout outs to some of the people that inspire us. Shout outs to those in the space that are doing great things, whether they have a retail store or they're on site tearing down a building, salvaging this stuff. It takes a lot of effort to salvage and do it in a way that it can be repurposed. All those people jumping into dumpsters and pulling off on the side of the road to rescue a piece of furniture or take the contents of a house or the house itself. Shout out to you for doing that. And we find that inspiring at Upcycle Canada. We just want to share your message and point people in your direction, because the more people come to you, the better. And go back and look at some of our past episodes. You'll find like Stan, who's upcycling pianos and repurposing them instead of putting them in the landfill. Got a Nick in Quebec from Do Re Mi, upcycling and repurposing musical equipment and strings, making beautiful creations. Our good friends Darren and Lee from the Funky Upbeat Designs. Again, musical instruments turned into works of art. Pam out there, Maritime Moose. Hi, Pam. It's taking sweaters apart and remaking stuff. Like, you're like, who does that? Well, these people do that. And they're so amazing. We're so grateful to have them on the podcast, to be part of our community. And again, so head over to upcyclecanada.ca. Leave us a message. We'd love to hear your voice on the podcast. And here's a little clip from Mike and Tay when they were on our episode, back at episode 20. I wanted to share this with you. And the guys are just kind of talking about upcycling and why it's important. So I want to share this little clip for you. And again, if you haven't heard the episode 20, go back and listen to it. A great episode with two guys that we really admire. So when we're talking about all things salvage, here we go. A little taste for you on Mike and Tay and recording a TV show all around architectural salvage. So here's Mike and Tay. Hope you enjoy.
Upcycling is our modern version of what's been going on forever.
Yeah.
You know, and people like you guys at Upcycle Canada and here in Roanoke at Black Dog, it's part of the greater awareness, I guess. People have to turn to people like us to learn how to upcycle and why you should upcycle and other ways to upcycle. So keep upcycling.
And the value of it. That's, you know, people used to think, well, I can't believe you're asking that for that piece of wood. And then I said, well, let me explain a few things. I used to get my, you know, get up on my soapbox and preach a little bit, but I've gotten a lot tamer these days. And I said, well, I hear that Walmart's going to have a truckload of this stuff coming in next week. So I would hold off for that. And, they don't really think that's very funny, but it's the truth. It's, you can't find this stuff. And if you can, somebody has taken it out.
So we got a message that came in from our website, and, Jen and I kind of had a little bet and see who would be the first one to do this. And we were both right. Cause, our good friend Samantha at Junebird.ca, Samantha at Junebird.ca, she is just amazing. A great listener of the podcast. She's been on the podcast. She has her own episode. Hello. And she's also in the repurposing space. She makes beautiful things out of clothing. She's all about repurposing, extending the length and the life of materials that might be thrown away. And she's all about that space. And we really appreciate her listening to the podcast. She's a huge fan, and we are a huge fan. So it goes both ways. We really enjoy what she does. And we have her stuff in our store, too. If you're in Niagara, come by and check out junebird.ca. But Samantha left us a message on our website. I wanted to share it with you. I told you, if you leave us a message, we will put you in the podcast. And she was the first, of course, to do so. So, Samantha, thank you for your message. Here it is. Hope you enjoy. Here's Samantha.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Dave and Jen. It's Samantha from Junebird, and I just listened to your bonus podcast from today, and I've come over to stop in and say hi on the website, and thanks so much for inviting everybody to come in and say a little bit hello. My most recent favorite episode is the How to Live an Organized Life with Rebecca Saltzman. I was just going through my house reorganizing things, and some of her tips and tricks and thoughts and ideas are fantastic, and I'm going to be implementing some more of them as I keep organizing my space. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, Samantha, for sharing that. That was great. So Samantha's referring back to episode 42, where we had Rebecca Saltzman on how to live and organize life and reduce clutter. Rebecca shared great things and thoughts around how do we just stop the process at the beginning and live a life where we buy what we need and not what we don't. And in that case, reduce the amount of waste that we generate in our home. And that was a unique interview because Rebecca is in Israel and she shared her life from a Jewish perspective, which I really enjoyed. Great episode, episode 42. Here's a little clip from that episode queued up from our friend Samantha. Here's a little bit from Rebecca as well before we close off.
Well, a lot of my clients are at the stage in their life where what they have isn't what they need anymore because their families are growing. Either they're in the stage where their families are growing and they need to transition kids from one kind of, let's use the bed as an example, from one kind of bed to another, or one kind of closet to another. Like sometimes you get something for a younger kid that you wouldn't necessarily get for an older kid. Or at the end, they're in a stage where their kids have all moved out and now they need to downsize. So I see like the two sides. I think there is someplace in between, because in terms of like purchasing and figuring out like what we need and when we need it. I am not a minimalist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not a maximalist, but like, it's not like you walk into my house and there's a sofa with no artwork and no pillows and no, you know, it's not like that. Like I have artwork, I have pillows on my sofa, we have a coffee table. We have a dining room table, we use tablecloths, you know, like we have these things and I'm not ashamed that I have them, but I think that we have less than most people because what I've done is I've gotten it down to a curated collection of things. So, I mean, my kids are almost 14. I have two almost 14-year-olds and an almost 16-year-old. My 16-year-old doesn't live at home during the week, but I'm not going to start getting rid of his furniture yet. That being said, I wouldn't just necessarily get rid of their furniture as soon as they leave home, like sell it to somebody else. But I will definitely, you know, reduce and minimize what is there because I won't need as much. And if it's just something that's temporary for them when they're coming back to visit, we don't need to keep all the stuff that's in it. And the stuff that's in it, books or games or whatever, somebody else could be using those things in the meantime. Like once my kids are done with it, there's no point in holding on to it. And I think that that's really where a lot of people get holed up in the reduction stage of things is that they hold on to things thinking like, I'm going to need this. Really?
If you want to be on the podcast and hear your voice on a podcast, it's very simple. UpcycleCanada.ca. Click the button, little microphone right at the top in the middle of the screen. Record your message. If you don't like it, you can do it again and again and again, whatever you like. Here's what I'm asking for. I'm hoping I'm going to catch as many people as possible. Record a message and just tell us where you're listening from. Wherever that is in the world. We're over 65 countries now, I think, something like that. We're getting close to 4,000 downloads. And for us, that's huge that many people from that many countries would be even interested in what we do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Leave us a message. Tell us where you're calling from, where you're listening from, and we'll put your voice on the podcast. Another one you can do, call and tell us your favorite episode, like Samantha did, and why. And a little shout out to our guests that you enjoyed. I love that. And then we'll tag them and they'll get to hear their shout out on our podcast. So that's really cool. So tell us where you're listening from. Tell us your favorite episode. Maybe what inspires you. Maybe what you're working on. If you're an upcycling, repurposing, salvaging person, tell us what you're doing, what you're up to. Make a commercial for yourself. Go ahead, record your own commercial for what you do. We'll put you in the podcast. We won't charge you a penny. And we'll feature you in the podcast. So create your own commercial. Ask people to come follow you on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. Ask people to go to your website. There's so many opportunities to get in front of a bigger community, a large community, and we would love to share your voice. Again, upcyclecanada.ca. You see a little microphone icon on the middle of the screen near the top. Click it, record your message. It comes right to my inbox, and we will put you on the podcast. More great episodes coming up, guys. Thank you. This was just a quick one, but we wanted to shout out some of our favorite salvagers out there in the architectural salvage space. Great episodes coming up. I'd love if you hit that subscribe button. It would really mean a lot to Jen and I and to all of our guests and to our community if you could share this podcast with one person you think might be interested and give them a reason why and let them know that this podcast helped you or inspired you. Share it out with one person this week. Okay? That's your homework. We don't have commercials. We're looking to inspire and motivate you and inspire and motivate our audience and share great stories. Upcycle Canada Podcast. Thank you for being here, guys. You inspire us every day. Jen will be back soon. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada Podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.